sense of foreign governments acknowledging him as an important political leader. You know, as it was said that Mr. Martin's meeting him as a spiritual leader, and so they'll discuss spiritual affairs. But from the Chinese point of view, if the Dalai Lama meets with an important political leader, it seems to give the implications that the Dalai Lama is in fact a legitimate political leader in Tibet, and the Chinese want to stop that kind of movement. So they tend to come down very hard on anything that sort of gives the implication that the Dalai Lama is anything other than an important spiritual leader in his religion.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Dalai Lama has met with many powerful leaders, including Tony Blair and George Bush. I'm wondering if these meetings have any political effect for Tibet.
Well, I think that they give people around the world an awareness that their governments take seriously the plight of the Tibetan people in Tibet. And so it raises the profile of the Tibetan issue if an important political leader meets with the Dalai Lama. But aside from that, I don't think that there's much of a substantive nature in these meetings. I think they're mostly symbolic.
So why would the world leaders meet with the Dalai Lama if they're not planning on supporting Tibet's quest for independence?
Well, I think that there's a lot of public pressure that they should meet with the Dalai Lama and show Canadians concern about the plight of Tibetans in Tibet. But I don't think that there's any country in the world that has a policy that they support the independence of Tibet. I think if a nation did adopt such a policy, the Chinese government would be likely to close down diplomatic relations immediately, which would have a profound impact on our economic trade with China and the various other things that we engage the Chinese on.
Mm-hmm. So what's Tibet's relationship with China, and where does the Dalai Lama fit into all that?
Well, the Dalai Lama used to be the political head of Tibet until the Chinese government came in and invaded to reassert Chinese control over Tibet, whereupon the Dalai Lama left Tibet and set up a government in exile in India just across the border from Tibet. And so the Chinese have what's called a Tibetan Autonomous Region, and they acknowledge that the Dalai Lama is an important spiritual leader, but they believe that Tibet is part of China, and so they think that Tibet should be ruled from Beijing, as the other parts of China are. I think that what the Dalai Lama would like would be more autonomy in Tibet for the Tibetan people, that Tibetans should be in charge of Tibetan domestic affairs. But he isn't calling for an independent state, a Tibet with its own seat on the UN and a separate flag. What he's saying is that Tibet could stay inside China, and China could continue to be responsible for defense and foreign affairs with regard to Tibet, but the Tibetans should be the masters in their own land.
So what would have to change for Tibetans to gain more rights?
Well, I think the Tibetan people would have to have a kind of consciousness of rights and demand them. And so that would mean that you'd need more educated Tibetans who are in the middle class and have a sense of themselves as citizens with inherent rights, and including the right to self-determination. And up to now, you don't see that in Tibet. The Tibetans are the underclass economically in Tibet. The people who are in the middle class there tend to be the ethnic Chinese who've moved in there to do business.
All right, Professor Burton, thank you very much for this afternoon.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Charles Burton is a professor in political science at Brock University. He worked as a counselor in political and economic affairs for the Canadian Embassy in Beijing for several years. Now, Buddhists in Canada are preparing for a visit from the most significant Buddhist leader in the world. The Dalai Lama will be meeting with many practicing Buddhists who are traveling to Toronto for the Kalachakra Initiation for World Peace. Of course, the Tibetan leader will meet with Prime Minister Paul Martin. Marita Hollow of Yellowknife will also meet the holy leader, and she's been practicing Buddhism for